We're holding Rashi Lam Zion I'm an Aleph Maholismach. Sounds right? Yeah? Yeah, it's about 10 lines up. Maholismach, Kedera Eitzel Devon Akira V'lo Grufa. Can you do Smicha? Put the pot next to the outside wall of the Kira. It's not in a state of grufa. Shakir metatelasi mashima nasal gabi karaka. Akira was not attached to the ground. You can move it around, and you put it down on the ground, and you put in your coals, your fuel, whatever it is, and cook on top of it. Because some surfer wants to know, like, the shaila of the smicha is mutter or not, it sort of seems to be irrelevant whether the thing is something which is mechubar or something which is detached. That's his question. I think his question also is why is Rashi, you know, raised? If Rashi just wants to explain what a kira is, Rashi could say at the beginning of the parak, the first Rashi, kira is a sukein kudei. Everyone knows and clear the sukein, and it's metallical and you can move it around, you know. Why does Rashi raise it over here? So I don't recall what he says. I would venture maybe that he says the fact that it's mechubar might be an argument to make it more mutter. So it has a very specific place where it is, and then you're putting it not there, you're putting it next to it, that would be more of a svara to make it mutter. And then over here, the fact that it's people don't perceive him, oh, he's putting it not where the kira is, he put it, I don't know, I'm not sure. Gaboa, also significant Rashi. Rashi says that Gaboa is obeis tfosso, a kise shachalola. Either you put it, in other words, we picture that it was this square opening and you put the pot on top of it. Rashi says they put something on top of that and put the pot on top of that. And that's the halachas, and that has the halachic of Chazorah, etc. But seeing the kid from Rashi, if you take a stove and you put a blech on top of it, you still have all of the halachas of Shia and Chazorah, whatever, you know, that's called on top of the stove still. That's a discussion already, because of Chazanish, about that Nakuda. Some argue that possibly Rashi is only talking about there was the way the kira was made, was that's how you want to put a pot on top, is you would have this thing which was put, like, you know, was put there to hold the pot. That's how it was its function. If you put another layer on top of that, that would be matarit. And you know, for us, the blech is something which is not made to be there normally. You don't cook on it normally, etc. And therefore, the Tosfos do point out that say you would have they don't have this anymore. Remember the bestest covers used to have for the top of the fires, it would spread the flame more evenly. You'd cook on top of them. Because, like, you know, from when I was a kid, the bestest things you put on top of the gas flame, it would spread the flame. It was the bestest, it didn't burn. And so it would spread the flame more evenly, and you'd cook on top of it. So those are not going to be, you wouldn't be able to use something like of that sort. In other words, don't cook on top of your blech. The purpose of the blech is that it's not a place normally to cook. If you start using it on Tuesdays, it's, you know, blech is a great thing. You can put a low flame, two low flames, and spread it out in a nice hot air, and you can do all your work on top of that. That's not a great idea. You just took away that purpose of the blech. The midriya kedera gabi kira, it's up in the air, on top of the kira, it's elevated. Okay, mini slabs. So we brought this halacha of I'm not seeing anything more where that is. Chazav Huber, it reheated itself. It caught fire again. Why can't I find that in the Gemara? Nobody stops it. Okay. Chazav Huber, the Masir Mechan Mok. The Moor said it mentions Soymachim because of Mekayim. The Moor says, no, 1 second. Noel Mazirin. So it says, but what does Soim Chen have to do with Mekayimin? So therefore, the Mora seems to say that you see that the halacha is smicha would need the halachas of mekayimin. The Mora says that there's my havi law. So the Shadar already said, or the Mora's question is, you know, the Mora gave it the chiyah, the Mora didn't like the chiyah, but on the other hand, the Mora wants to know, are you going to rely on this to pass on the Shailor? And the Mora's actual final Moskana to Brisa, which says, to Sefta, which says that really the smicha is mutter. Gecholam Mashumu, when you put on top of it an Arishal Pishtun, is considered Kikitumba. Nervous is Arishtis. Okay. Amar Bitzah Bar Nachmani, Amar Bereshia, bottom line, second last line. Amar Bitzah Bar Nachmani, Amar Bereshia, Kitma, you covered it with ash, but Hooper and it reheated, it caught fire again. Still Mashin Aleh Al-Khamen, you're allowed to keep hot water there, Shehuch Mekol Tzarech, which is fully warmed, with Tavsha Shebisha Kol Tzarech, and the Tavsha, which is fully cooked. So in that situation, there's no concern of the person coming to stir it up. Fully cooked. I'm not sure what the difference is in your mind. You get into the culinary world, you're going to get me very nervous. There's three definitions in halacha. There's partially cooked, which means you could eat it if you needed to, but most people will not eat it like that. Machab and Drusoy. There's fully cooked, which means every person can say fully cooked. And then there's a world of cholins. Cholin is fully cooked Friday night. Nobody would say, I can't eat cholin, you know, there's Friday night cholin, you know. But you can still let it sit for 40, another 56 hours and it'll still keep cooking. That's called Mitzamek V'yafula. Shramino Mitzamek V'yafula is mutter. The Mora says, it says fully cooked. So even though it's Mitzamek actually means to contract, it's, as you cook it more, it gets smaller. It shrinks. But there's Mitzamek V'raloi. Certain things, they're Mitzamek, they it's not good for them. They taste better. They taste worse. Certain things taste better. So he's saying, Hukman Kol Tzarech. So what's he telling me? I mean, if it's fully cooked, you're allowed to leave it there. What exactly is the Chiddush over here? You did Ketim. Good, so we know that. We already know the Loch of Ketim of Hubra is okay. So what's the Chiddush over that he's telling me? Yeah, Vallahi is Mutter.
Is the case that he already had done
Shehichah
and or is it that, you know, now he's looking to do Shehichah?
So that's a fair question. Let's see the next line of the Gemara, because it could be the difference it'll make. The reason why it's put over here is because it was kitma. Now, mitzvah yafula might be also to do it without anything. So that means the more in the Havamina assume that the pshat is, since it was huvura, you have a problem of shehiyah, but since it was mitzvah yafula, it was fully cooked, just mitzvah yafula, it's mutter. Mora says, no. They had to be, mitzvah yafula is a problem. But over here, the heter is because of kitma. So now the question of the heter is because of kitma is that only if you put the pot there before it was kitma, before it was huvura, I'm sorry, in the state of being kotsum, and then before it was huvura, you put the pot there, and then it reignited on its afterwards, once the pot is ready. There, she never could take the pot off. If you would say right, if you would say that what when the chiddush over that is, the issue normally is this. So what's the chiddush? The chiddush pasha would be that the issue is the state of being there. The issue is not the putting there. This is being there. But since you did your ketima, that's okay, even though it's over. So the Chazanish says the Chazanish actually learns that this is the state of being there. She says Amir La'akim is an irrelevant issue in this sugya. Because Chazal's concerned you might come to stir the coals, who put it there is irrelevant. Or he says, and therefore he says, so if you set a timer to make it go on. You put it there when the fire is off, or you set the timer of the frit to go on Shabbos. It doesn't help you. The Isser is not putting it. Isser is not putting it there. The Isser is being there. What? There is, because since we know, regards to the loch of Shia, because the chashash of Shia was Shem Yechate v'Gecholim. So that's one way to understand. Or it's saying once you've done an act of Ketima, and you've indicated that you don't mind the fact that there's not heat. So you've made a statement of what your plans are. The fact that it was hovered afterwards is an irrelevant point. Even you'd be allowed to, let's say in the case of the situation of Chazorah, you'd be allowed to put the pot there, right? If that's the problem. So that seems to be Mechalikas, how to learn. Or is what exactly is the case. I didn't say that there's another problem of Rashi, there's a Mesekim of Vashel issue. There's another issue, there's a simultaneous issue of Mesekim of Vashel also, which applies, Pasha does not apply to Shia, applies to Chazorah. The act of putting a pot in a certain place where you would cook on Shabbos, it looks like you're cooking. That's not limited to the Shem Yechate issue. The Mor says it was kitten. The Mor says, Yehachi, my name, what's the Chiddush? Hubera, it's the Chalet. The Chiddush is Hubera. Ma'atame, Kiman, the Hubera, Hadjala, the Milsakam, Iso. I think the fact that it reignited would put it back to its original state of being Osir. Kamash, we'll let it's Motu. Okay. Amar Rabba Bar Chana Amar B'Yechonon. The first one is Tabershia. This is B'Yechonon. Kitma B'Hubarob. You cover it with ash, and then it reignited. Mashallah Chama and Shulba Kotzarchon. Mitafshish B'Zul Kotzarchon. I feel like Gecholim shall roisim, even Gecholim of roisim. Rashi says that roisim was a type of wood which generated very intense heat. Still mutter. The Mor says, Shmami, no, what's the chiddush? Mitzamavi, Avoloi is mutter. Which is no proof. Shani hachu the kitma. The het over here because it's kitma. He hachu you might remember. If so, what's the chiddush? Hover eitzuch le, the chiddush, even though it reignited, it's still okay. The Mor says, Hanu hach, we already know that did. That was what Rashi said. Some more answers. Gecholim shal roisim, itzuchalei. The chiddush over here is even gecholim shal roisim, which are very. There's a very intense heat, and they don't go out easily. Still, that's also the kitma is sufficient for them also. Tzirashi. Shulba kol tzarchon. The lekel lemechus the chitri. So the more seems to start off saying that even though it's huvura, and there's a flame there, you ought to put it there, because you're not going to steal the coals, because it's fully cooked. Without being katuma. So you see, mistama means mismayed with covets, it's shrinking. The pasuk in Hosea, that the person's, the woman's breast would wither, she has nothing to give to nurse. Now Rashi is saying, "What's the word? What's this test doing over here? The word is tzomkin. There's an extra test. So you know that that's the kolam of in hispoel. When you're dealing with a tzadi, so you put it instead of putting a tough, you put a test. Right? So instead of your mispalel, right? You put the tough. You put the I'm sorry. You put." The verb is being mefalel. You put it in a tav. Over here, the verb is to be tzomek, and you put in a test. Shata oimer, k'mashat oimer, b'loshen sivui nitztave. The word sivui becomes nitztave. B'loshen tzedek is nitztadek. Chikol teva shorosh yisoda is tzadi. K'shehim yispaelis noisen test achar tzadi. When it goes into the state of being spoiled, so you put a test after the tzadi as opposed to some other letter. So that's Rashi said, don't get thrown by this test over there. So we know that makes sense to us because Rashi was the one who pointed it out. But Rashi felt the need to point it out. Mutzul Hashoysen Mikira. So you're allowed to leave it there. If the case wasn't mitzvah yafoloi, my osla shvina, what's the chiddush? It's saying even though theoretically there's benefits for this, cooking it more, so the stirring up the coals would give it benefits. So you might think that it's usur. He says it's mutter. Since it's fully cooked, there's not a real need to stir. So Chazal were not so concerned the person might forget that it's Shabbos and stir the coals. Okay, that's the Kiddush in the Taushal. Now, Rashi says, what's the Kiddush in the case of Chaman? So Chaman, the Chara, Tanei Chaman, the Shminon, the Binan, Shehuchmo, called Tzarcha, and Mipoy Dihar. So Chaman, the Kiddush is, the other way around, it has to be fully heated. You can't just put it up and be partially heated when Shabbos comes. It has to be fully heated when Shabbos comes. Otherwise, whether there is a concern, a person would want to be stir up the coals to get it more heated. Chama means the hot water. Samara says, no, that's not the head. So the head over here is Kushan Hachot Kitma, but Goli died to the Lord Betzimuke. He's by covering that with ash, which Rashi explained before meant it's diminishing the heat. So you're indicating I don't want to try and cook it some more and get it to dry out, etc. I don't want that. I bedavka want that it should, the heating process should slow down. So there's no reason why such a person would stir the coals. Coals are roisim yichaim and yersim yishar gecholim. They're hotter than the average coal. Or average fuel and ve'enam average ember. And they also don't go out so quickly. You can't extinguish them easily. The Mora says that kecholim shoroisim stay hot for quite some time. So it talks about by the lashon hara that they've punished them with the kecholim shorosamim, means that the fire is going to stay burning quite longer than usual. It's a special section of Gehenna they have. You know, they use a special fuel. Okay. Omer of Shesh is Omer of Yechon. So now we have, this is another statement in Rabbi Yechon's name in regards to the halachos of Shir, etc. Shekira Shehizikua Begefes of Be'etzim. Kira, which has been fueled with the regular fuels, not which. So still Mashin Le'acham and Shalhuchma called Tzarchon. Metavsh Shalbisha called Tzarchon. So like Hananya, as long as it's cooked to mechabendus, right? So even without doing any ketuma, etc., you're allowed to leave on it things which are not fully cooked, as long as it's partially cooked. Achar, if you took it off, lo yachzer ashiyigra v'ashiyit nefer. So, but if you took, but the chazar already, you need gufa or ketuma. Ksarim asiz in lahachzer tanan. Abelisha says mashen abelisha lo ino gorav ino kotzim, and that is Chananya. Okay, now the Mor says Omer Rava tavar tanonhi. Both of these halachas that we're saying over here that she is mutter without grufa. Yechizor needs grufa. Both of them are mishnayos. And Rashi learns it's a question. So what's the big chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan? It's Mishnayos. What are the Mishnayos? Lisha is Tinina. We learned the halachas of Shehi and the Mishnah. Ein loisin es hapas, b'sech l'tanar, im chashecha, l'charar gabi gecholim, ela kadei sheikrum panea, ha'kar m'panea shori. So, krimis panim is not a full cooking. It's only partial cooking. The outside is crusted and the inside still needs to bake. And we're saying that's sufficient to allow the person to leave this pas inside the tanner. So you see that we don't need fully cooked to be matter something. And there's no such thing in a tanner as grufa and ketuma. We'll see that later on in the next Mishnah, or after the next Mishnah. that Tanner, because of the intensity of its heat, always has a lach of enek grufa enek ketum. Even if you're garif it and you're kartim it, it's considered enek grufa enek ketum. And still she hears mutter. So that's a mishnah like Hananya. So it's not mishnah. So what's the big chiddush of Berchanon? I mean, Berchanon she didn't pass like not mishnah. Well, so what's the chiddush over here of Berchanon? It's a fairish of not mishnah. So now, so Rashi points out, and Tosis points out from this Gemara, you have a Berchon passing like Tananya, that she is mutter without Ketuma. And Rava's coming, Rava, who's already considered Basroi, comes along and says, I mean, like, yeah, like, what else? Who would think you pass like Darbanon anyway? It's a fair Shemishna. It's interesting. I mean, you could have argued. I mean, there's no beferish mishnah, not like that. The mishnah over here, the Moraz Medayik, maybe it fits better if you say in Shahia. It's not mavur klor, not like that. So he's saying, like, what's the chiddush? So that would be the raya to passing him like Hanan. L'hachser namitunina. Our mishnah, v'shelom rim af marzira, v'akan l'kshar b'shelom ela b'grufa v'ktuma. Our mishnah talking about Ketuma, it says that Chazara is mutter. Mishnah only says you can't do Chazara. Mishnah says you can do Chazara when it's Gruva Ketuma. So Rava says, what's the chiddush of Mishnah? What of Rabbi Yochanan? More answers. Rav Sheshet says, no, I mean Rav Sheshet is the name of Rabbi Yochanan. It's the Yuka the Masnisan Kamashan. It just wants to point out that that's the correct way to understand the Mishnah.
Rashi.
Without Ketuma, you're allowed to leave it there. Leave it to Berchanon. So now, it's going to be Machlokes what exactly Berchanon Shita is. We're going to see Berchanon again. Did we see Berchanon before? I don't think so. We'll see Berchanon again. The Berchanon seems to indicate not like that. I don't think we had Berchanon before. Masnisa, the Taniyachi Yigrov. Is lahachzer tana the loy shor beisil lahachzer acha yigrif, but shehi is mutter without grufa ketuma. Because we had a problem ourselves that the mishnah is repeating itself. Peruka the mastis could have been on the yel. You have to turn the mishnah like we said before on top of lam zayim and aleph. Sur mechzer b'chiktoni hilchok akher lo yachzer hal ben grufa. Once you took it off, you can't put it back because it's not grufa. So Rabbi said, "Tavar Tanoni, Bein Lishus B'Shenek Grufa." Well, that halacha that you be shoya by Enek Grufa. Tanina, we had Stam Mishnah. There's a Stam Mishnah in the first parak the Mutter. And Va'alker Lo Yachzer. Not with Tanina. Well, I'm a little Biyachin Lashminin. Why did Biyachin need to tell us both these points? Both these points are Farish and Mishnayis. She is Mutter because it says Krimis Paha Krama Panel Shori. Behind Lo Bishul Kol Tzarchi, even though it was not Mavushul Kol Tzarchi. Matanar love Goruf Akatamu. Matanar is not Goruf Akatam. Minami Goruf Vitanar Lamahani Grifa. Kitama Stisan, this is later on. That Grifa doesn't work by Tanar. Even if you would, even. It doesn't mention anything over there about being Goruf. And even if you tell me the case was Goruf, it doesn't help anyway. Because you can pass the die to the Bashule, Yoy Bibi Gave. If griever doesn't help on putting a pot inside, so bread which is only with only has cream is ponim, and you clearly wanted to bake more. So if griever doesn't work for the case of the pot, whatever the case of the pot was. Okay, I'm not sure Rashi's what the kolshken is. You're contrasting a pot to the bread. Okay, I'm not sure. You're only allowed to do chazara if there's gruva. The ktani lo yitan achi yigrif. Abandon my number lo yish. Abandon my number lo yach. Come back from chazara the safer agar v'katam mehader. Well, however, in the Mishnah, the case of chazara clearly requires should be agar v'katam. So my answer is Rosh Hashanah. Do you could the masnisin kamashul lo? Mishum lo masul lo behedya akar mershari. The first parak did not say explicitly. Karmel is put mutter. That's the pshat, but he just wanted to point it out that that's the law. So Rashi banan the machine on kedera al gabi kira shena grufa. We do leave it even though it's going to garuf. It's out of chananya. Subchina we learn some chananya. Hell, but san stamas he said. Because say the stamish in the first parak, which that's it like chananya. Kidam rahal karmel is shori. Well, we got a little bit of kotzari, but it's not fully baked. It's mutter. And Rosh Hashanah says the pshat is like Kananya, the Masisin, the Pirka Mishim Chazara, who the boy grew for. Albut Lishas Loi. Cholhani Meroy the Asri, the Meroy which we're going to be quoting soon, would say it's Osir, Sari Masisin, Lishas, and they learn it's Shehiya. But we're Samechan, Rosh Hashanah is the name of Birchadon. Because we have that we have a chananya, because we have a stam mishnah which supports that pshat. Because it also points out that the Ben Chananel paskin because of this, like Rosh Hashanah, that it's mutter. Tosfos doesn't like Rashi's pshat. Rashi says the Duke of the Masnisa means Krimis Panim is mutter. I mean, it says Elin King Karma Panah, which means Karma Panah is mutter. I mean, like, you know, so Rosh Hashanah has to point out, and that's how you tie the Mishnah. So Rashi says the Duke of the Masnisa is going about our Mishnah, that Rosh Hashanah wants to explain, to learn how to understand our Mishnah. The Mishnah means Lahachzer. And not Lishois, and don't learn that this mission is coming to argue. We have a stam mission coming to argue in the first parak. So Rosh Hashanah is pointing out that no, this mission is Lahachzer, and Lishois remains like the mission in the first parak. That's what Rosh Hashanah is coming to say. Okay. Omer Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda Omer Rebyechon. So now we have.
Isn't it curious that we didn't sort of bring that? Isn't this mission
No, the more you can't prove it because Rashi had to learn up our Mishnah. There was you have no raya from the first parak had to learn up the Mishnah. That's the more Rashi.
Isn't that the Mishnah about Pas a raya that to learn that our Mishnah is lahachzer?
No, because maybe our Mishnah argues on that Mishnah.
Maybe what?
Our Mishnah argues. That's the more shadow is the pshut of the Mishnah is that Shehiya, that the Mishnah is talking about Shehiya, not Chazara, because it's sort of in different cases. So that's the more. In other words, I'd ask you all around, what's the more even contemplating the Mishnah means Chazara?
But we've already learned it.
Because we have. Right. Why would I think the Mishnah means Chazara twice? The motivation to say that is because of what Chananya said, because we have a stam mishnah in the first parak, like Chananya. That'd be the motivation, but that's not the pshutos. That's the more shaila, how to learn up the mishnah. But you can't use the mishnah in the first parak as a proof. That at best created your confusion. But you see, Rava came along and said, and I don't see the shaila. Rava is personally saying, I hold the mishnah in the first parak is compelling. But the more who presented the Shaila didn't feel like that. That the first mission of the first parak is compelling. But you're right. I mean, Rava does find it compelling. So he said, I don't know what the Kiddush is. That's the mission of the first parak. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda Amar Rav Yochanan Kira Shehisikua Begefes Beitzim. So Mashal Atav Shal Shabisa Kol Tzarchoi V'cham Shechma Kol Tzarchon V'afilu Mitzamek V'yafel. So you're allowed to leave it something which is fully cooked. So whereas the first quote in the name of Rav Yochanan was telling you you're allowed to leave something over there, which are loy chukma kol tzarchon, so that was Rav Sheshes in the name of Birchonon, but Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda in the name of Birchonon says that that's not true, that's only if it's fully cooked, you're allowed to leave it there. But Misam Yafel is not a concern. So Shehiyah is only mutter, with, if it's not Karav Bekotzim, if it's Mavusha kol tzarchon. And as Rashi pointed out, this is Mechol Gzam Aroyim, what Rav Birchonon said. Amalehu mirabonon l'Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda. Not only is you need chukma kol tzarchoi, even misam v'yafaloi is osur. So, question. So, what exactly is his question? At least one way to understand the question, he's saying, why, if you're quoting Rav Yochanan, means you're indicating that's how you paskin. But how can you ignore Rav and Shmuel, but say even Mitzam V'yafaloi is also? Amalei also less than no yada. The Amar of Yehuda, Yosef, Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel Mitzam V'yafaloi also. You think I didn't know that? Ki kamina l'chol, Rav Yochanan kamina l'chol. I'm quoting what Rav Yochanan says. Tell me what Rav Yochanan says. Pashas he means to say he would pass on like that also. But so Rav Ukva told Rav Ashi the following: Atun the Mikarvisu the Rav Shmuel, you are in within the, closer to where Rav and Shmuel live, to Bavel. So Avilu to Rav Shmuel, you should follow the Pesach of Rav and Shmuel that it's also. And then we live closer. The estimation was closer to Eretz Yisrael. Mikarvisu, we're closer. So it's Israel, so Rav Yochanan, we're going to do like Rav Yochanan. Anan Navi Rav Yochanan. Okay, we'll do like Rav Yochanan. That's mutter. Misam V'yafaloi is mutter. But he, you know, he wasn't getting involved in Enoch Kol Tzarchoi. He's someone that's, it's Mavusha Kol Tzarchoi, but it's not Misam V'yafaloi. It's Mavusha Kol Tzarchoi, but it's Misam V'yafaloi. So, we had a Rosh saying that that's mutter. But we have Rav Yochanan saying that's mutter, and Rav Shmuel saying even that is also. But the Rav Yochanan, the Mishnah's name Rav Yochanan, that even in Mavusha Kol Tzarchoi is mutter, forget about it. It's not even on the page according to Maharuk. So the riff rings arrive from this piece of Gemara we passed in that you need ketumah for Shehiyah. Of any Mavusha Kol Tzarchoi, you need ketumah. Not like the nine.
Yeah, we had Rav Yochanan. That's right.
Yeah, but this is Rav Ashi. And Mark was telling Rav Ashi, who was a later Basroi. Okay.
So I don't understand. I mean, so like, what do we do? We're not Bavel, we're not Eretz Yisrael.
Right. So what do we do? You know. So the riff paskins that. But either way, no, either not Bavel nor Eretz Yisrael, but either way you need Mavusha Kol Tzarchoi.
Yeah, no, I understand.
He paskins the Shulchan Aruch, the riff of the Rambam, and the Shulchan Aruch follows the riff of the Rambam, they paskin Misam V'yafaloi Mutter. But you need Mavusha Kol Tzarchoi.
But how do you reach that conclusion that Mavusha Kol Tzarchoi is Mutter? Because you have.
Well, there's more to come. It ain't over yet. Amalei Bailer of Yosef. Ma'o Lishas. Are you allowed to do Shehiyah? Pashas, the more, you know, Rashi says the more Shehiyah is in the case of an Anagrufa. Are you allowed to do Shehiyah? Amalei, Harav Yehuda, Mashulei. V'ochel, Rav Yehuda did Shehiyah. So if Yehuda did Shehiyah, it's Mutter. Amalei Bar Mineder of Yehuda. No, Yehuda. I'm ignoring what that that was Rehuda did. Rehuda's no raya. Why? The kim in the mesukan who? Fil b'shabbos nami shori lemevet le. Yehuda had this problem where he had, you know, his health issues. Rashi says he'd get a bulmus. A bulmus where a person gets this tremendous, the body gets this tremendous desire for food, and if it doesn't get food, its life is in danger. The correct solution for bulmus is to give food which the body enjoys. So it has to be tasty food. So cold, dried out, is not the solution for bulmus. See, he needs good tasting foods. He needs hot food. So for him, that is a valid life. Giving per function. Leave lecha amai. But what do I mean you? Some of the Rebbe said, "Besura mashu." In the city of Sura, they did do shehiyah. Why the Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Mori Duv the Hava? Umashu leiba ochel. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak was a person who was very careful with Mori Duv. The literally means he was a bialim over his actions. He was very, very careful in what he did. And he did shehiyah. So shehiyah is mutar without a group. Amar Vashi kim the kamei the Rav Huna. B'shoyin le kasa the harsana ba'ochel ba'ochel. They would do shehiyah for him. Kasa harsana was a type of a fish which was breaded. And then you baked it, I'm assuming. They would do shehiyah on it for him, and he would eat it. So apparently, that's mutter. But lo yadana, I wasn't sure, Ravashi says, is he saying, well, it's matam v'yafo lo, and therefore it's mutter, if it's mutter anyway. Or, since it has flour in it, so it's going to dry out, it's not matam v'yafo lo, so stirring up the coals is not beneficial. I'm not sure how he perceived it. Omer of Nachman. Nachman says, Mistamak b'yafo lo yizosur, Mistamak b'ra lo yizmut. It's fully cooked. If it's Mistamak b'yafo lo, that's going to be osur, which is like Rav and Shmuel before. Now, then the more it gets involved, how do you define what's called Mistamak b'yafo lo, Mistamak b'ra lo? Called the milso, called the ispe micha, but it has flour in it, Mistamak b'ra lo. The assumption is, it's Mistamak b'ra lo. The var may tavshal the lifta, with exception of if you make a dish with flour together with lefis in it, turnips. Dalvagav the is be micha, even though it has flour in it, misamba b'yafalei. It's misamba b'yafalei. Now, but v'hani mili, that which you say that lefis is misamba b'yafalei, and that counterbalances the flour presence. The hani mili is be bisra. That's all together with meat. So the dish of meat with lefis, even though it has kamach in it, mitzam v'yafo. I will less the bistro is mitzam v'rabba. The lefis alone, together with the kamach, is mitzam v'rabba. Now, ispe bistro nami, even if it has meat in it. It's only considered misamba yafaloi if you don't need it for your guests. You need to present your guests nice, succulent, large pieces, so it might taste very good, this thin, dried out, shrunken thing. So you want to eat it for yourself, that's fine, but you're still embarrassed to serve it to your guests. So it's for him, he has no motivation to stir it up, because that's if he needs it to serve to the guests, so it's mitzvah b'ra'aloi. So it's not considered mitzvah b'ra'aloi.
Simple as appearance, it's
mitzvah b'ra'aloi. Mitzvah b'ra'aloi is not a bishul shayla. In other words, if Ola had a simon rate, shinyan chas, which is hevel's bishul, some of Yafaloyim, some of Rabbi Lepashas is irrelevant. It's Bishul Kol Tzorcha. It's fully cooked. So there's no potential Bishul anymore. Right? In Bishul Acher Bishul. There is a situation, there is a Keshmun. That's overstating it. But for our purposes now, the answer to that is, you know, that's not a problem. In Hilchos Shehiyah, which is Chazor of Shem Yechata, so I have a question now. Yeah. What role does Mitzvah Yevula play? So my challenge is fully cooked, but my, you know, so do, am I motivated to stir it? Well, I can eat it. It's fully cooked. It's not considered raw in any way, shape, or form. It's edible, but it does taste better if it sits over through the. I mean, in our minds, we like cholent better Shabbos morning after sitting 12 hours through the night than we like it Friday night. Right? So it's called Mitzvah Yevula. So, but. On the other hand, why should I want to stir it up? Because I can use it as is if I need it. So that's the Shaila Mitzvah Yavoloi. Is there a Gzera of Shem Yechata in that situation? So that's a new issue, the Gzera of Shem Yechata. So obviously, if I don't want to do that because it's not going to be good for what I need to serve, there's no motivation to stir. So that's the Mora saying. The Mora says, Lafta, if you make, you would make a, there is a type of a dish you made out of figs, daisa, is you make a cereal out of some type of grain, a tamri, or you made a dish out of dates. Those things are b'sabek u'ralehen. B'sabek u'ralehen. Rashi. Ma'alishas b'shen agrufa. Can you do shi'an en agrufa? Now, Tosis says, Tosis m'supik. In other words, is the question mitzvah yafaloi? Obviously, you need mevushal kol tzarcha because even that was a machlokes. Or the question was even en mevushal kol tzarcha. And the question is, do we, do, you know, is she a mutter, meaning like Hananya? Not clear in the Gemara. Tosis says malishas ben a group of mevushal kol tzarcha kaboy of mitzvah yafaloi. The question either was on en mevushal kol tzarcha, or the question was on mitzvah yafaloi. So he points it out. So can he rogel le'os a bulmus? He gets a bulmus. Tzarech lechol machol mosuk, but he has to eat good tasting food. So he needs hot food. Mardovdom, and that's the Mamasi, he's very careful with his actions. Michas kemach is flour. Kasarosan dogim, and vusholim b'shmonon b'kemach. You would cook it in its fat, in its own oil, together with flour. Then it's Mitzvah Yavolish Hashuman Haboshim Meshaber Karech Lefis Kedomer Berachus. The combination of the lefis together with the meat creates a good flavor, which is Mitzvah Yavolish. Lorachim Tzarch Tichus Chashubas Losim Lethem. You need nice pieces to put in front of them. Mitzvah Kavod B'Tavshal Hamitstamik Shene Boser Nikar Boy. You know, this dried out thing where you don't notice the meat as much because it's pieces of meat. Lafta is Michael Shoyse Mitainim. You make out of figs. Tamri is Michael Tamar. You make out of dates. Okay.